Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a brass ensemble, an unusual composer, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some unforgettable music by Bizet from his Carmen Suite No. 1. An interesting background. The summer of 1872 was probably not the happiest time of his life. He was having difficult relationships with his wife, and get this, yet his mother-in-law as well, and was not so responsive acceptance of his recent opera. But he did, however, complete the beautiful La Lésienne suites. He was born Alexandre César Le Beau Bizet, a French composer of the Romantic era, and unfortunately was not recognized within his lifetime, which may or may not have led to his passing at the tender age of 37. Some say that he had failed again. Well, time heals and brilliance perseveres, as so in this performance. His musical endeavors are a staple of the repertoire. And today, a performance by a Canadian ensemble, l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, avec Charles Dutoit.
Thank you.
Excerpts from Bizet's L'Elysian Suite No. 1. And as promised, we are going brass. Who better than music by Gabrielli? Andrea Gabrielli was an Italian composer and organist. He was of the late Renaissance, the uncle of the somewhat more famous Giovanni Gabrielli. He was the first internationally renowned member of something called the Venetian School of Composers, but he was very reluctant to publish much of his own music. But luckily, his nephew Giovanni published much of it after his uncle's death. This is a great performance, the London Brass, and Andrea Gabrielli's Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
What a finish. The London Press and music by Andrea Gabrielli, the Aria della Battaglia. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to the program's Happy Oboe Music segment. Today, some music by Walter Piston. Now, he was a native of Rockland, Maine, and was considered to be one of America's leading composers and educators. His suite for oboe and piano was written a while back in 1931 and was based on Baroque models. This comes from a CD called The Winter's Past. Here's oboist Greg Donovetsky, joined by Virginia Mitchell and Walter Piston's Suite in Five Movements. Thank you. Another great ending on today's show. Greg Donovitsky, joined by Virginia Mitchell. And that was Walter Piston's Suite in Five Movements. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next composer may hopefully have you intrigued. I'm speaking of Carlo Gesualdo, a colorful composer. I cannot argue that. He was the Prince of Venosa and was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being infamous for other felonies. But what is new these days? He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation, and his second wife filed for divorce several times. He was, however, a very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets are kind of a representation of a mixture of styles, some unusual part writing at the time. It's a tad bizarre, a tad baffling, but they are very ear-pleasing. They all came together well. So here is the Oxford Cameretta with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
music by Carlos Gesualdo. That was Jeremy Summerlee conducting the Oxford Cameretto. And music captures film quite a bit and hearts, and very much so in this next selection, in a sense that at times one's heart is frozen. Now, such is the case of the stunning musician in the movie Un Cœur en Hiver, who has two passions, the music of Ravel and a friend of her husband's who crafts violins. Her heart is not at home, but with one whom she cannot impermeate, as it appears to be frozen. It is a fantastic film and superb music. So here is some music by Ravel, the Trio Sonata for violin, cello, and piano.
Thank you.
The opening movement to Ravel's Trio Sonata for Violin, Cello, and Piano that was performed by Jean-Jacques Cantoro on violin, Philippe Muller on cello, and Jacques Rouvier on piano. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with some music for voice, namely Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. Originally, Copland did not set out to write the song cycle, but later expressed, and I quote, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot, and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me my direction, one that I hoped would be appropriate to Miss Dickinson's lyrical expressive language." And this lyricism is captured beautifully in this performance by American Don Upshaw. Here is Going to Heaven and The Chariot.
Going to heaven, going to heaven, going to heaven. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, going to heaven. How dim it sounds. And yet it will be done, as sure as fox go home at night unto the shepherd's arms.
Slowly drew
the amazing voice of Dawn Upshaw, joined by the members of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and with Hubo Wolf conducting, and some selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have time for one more selection. We're going to switch it up just a little bit and give a shout out to regular listener and supporter, to Al on his birthday. This from Peggy Lee.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my mind. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my mind. He's not much for looks and no hero. As well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday?
Gotta give it to Peggy Lee for wrapping up a show. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time.